This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and if you're going to a concert alone, is there a point in bringing a glass for the bottle of wine?
No.
No, there's not.
I'm Brandi Posey, and I think it's physically impossible for me to remember what Christian Bale looks like.
I'm Tess Barker, and I want to bathe in San Pellegrino.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Oh boy, Lady to Lady. It took me a while to picture Christian Bale. After you said that,
right?
I was like, I really had to concentrate.
I don't know what he looks like.
I know exactly what he looks like.
I just watched The Prestige, and every time he came on camera, it was a surprise. Like, I was like, oh, that's what he looks like.
I had
like
to
again.
Picture Newsies. Newsies is my like default Christian Bale.
I mean, I find him extremely hot, and I don't know.
I do too.
I don't know what this says about me, but the first thing I thought of when you said that was American Psycho.
Oh.
I think that's a lot of people's first go-to
God,
for him.
So, I think it's, that's like why, like, he's so hot in that movie.
Really?
Such a disturbing. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah, but I don't know what he looks like.
right.
I just like think of the dog. I'm just like, oh yeah.
Right.
He just like,
and of
I
the
think
dog.
Because there's the dog in the American Psycho. That's like, murder people.
I was like, I was like, obviously I smoked pot this morning, but I was like, wait, there's a dog named Christian Bale, and I was like trying to think of a famous dog named Christian Bale.
Somebody out there has a dog named Christian Bale, though.
Yeah, right. No question.
Sit, Christian Bale, sit.
Yeah,
somebody definitely has that. I think it's more a testament to what an actor he is, because I don't think of him as the person.
Oh, he
like,
really
I think of the character
loses himself in the role.
Yes. Yeah, and I just like don't. I just don't can't. Can't picture what he looks like.
No, I'm just like horny thinking about Christian Bale.
I'm gonna say this is coming out on the 21st tonight. I'm in San Francisco the rest of this week. I'm headlining the Hatch tonight at 8 p.m and I'm doing a bunch of other shows. I'm at the Setup on the 24th this Saturday. Check out my dates on Twitter.
Yeah, and we're going to be in Chicago on November 17th, not the 19th. They've changed the schedule a little bit.
Correction.
Thursday now.
Thursday the 17th, we're going to be opening for
Bullseye.
So I wanted to say Rocket Eye. I don't know why, because of the rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
We're opening for Bullseye. We're opening the whole festival.
Yeah.
We're like the first thing at the festival.
We're like, maybe you were going to say Rocket Eye because we're like the Rockettes of the festival.
Right, exactly.
We're going to
come the Rockettes
out
of the Chicago Podcast Festival.
Yeah, we might come out in a snazzy way. I bet we will.
We
probably
will.
Gonna have to stretch.
We've lost our three-person shirt, but we'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll have a three-person something going.
So yeah, November 17th, I think at 8 p.m. and the tickets are going on sale, or they're on sale now.
Yeah, by now they're on sale. And we're gonna plan some sort of Chicago meetup. We don't have that info yet, but we will.
We'll get it together.
Yeah, so hang out with us. And also, I have physical copies of my album available at brandiposey.com. Go and buy one, and I'll send you stickers and pins too. They're really fun.
Brandiposey.com. The home of Brandi on the internet.
Oh my God, thank you for the tagline.
You are hired and immediately fired.
that was
I actually kind of like it. The home of Brandi on the internet.
The home of Brandi doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it's true. Technically true. You stated a fact.
That's why I like my taglines. True.
Yeah. You know what? There's not enough truth in the world. Thank you for putting a little bit more in there.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I'm a Brandi Posey truther.
Thank you.
Show us your brand certificate.
I've got it. I don't know. I don't know. Guys, we have a fourth lady, as we always do. This week.
Yes.
We have international sensation, Aisling B.
Aisling B, who you've heard on the podcast.
Children. Thank you.
She's been on the podcast before when we did the Max Fun Switcheroo Week.
Mm-hmm.
So with Emily Heller and Lisa Hannawalt. But this time you get to be with the The real
cool
trio.
You get the real deal.
OG, not those bloody ladies. Nerds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you had like, you're having the experience of like when you go take like a yoga class and you get the sub your first time.
I don't understand your English there. You get a yoga sub.
Like a substitute teacher.
A substitute. Oh, this is the most Hollywood discussion I've ever had. Don't you like hate when your sub teacher is at yoga? And you're like, oh, I know, right?
That was a very test question because yeah, I don't understand that either.
Oh my God. My life is so often just dampered by substitute yoga teachers.
You poor thing. That's just such a buzz killer. You know?
Well, it's good because she didn't say ruined. Like, she said Giselle. She said dampered, which is the appropriate, you know, dampered.
I would call it a dampering.
Yeah, it's a dampering. Yeah.
Also, Giselle, fantastic yoga teacher. All Giselles are great at teaching yoga.
Yeah, oh, they would
be. Or like people called spirit.
And yeah,
right.
Like,
sure. Right.
When you were born, you were not going to get a job at like, you know, Goldman Sachs, were you?
Yeah, no.
Girl spirit.
Giselle, what about gazelles? Do you think they're good at yoga?
Gazelles
teaching?
Would be beautiful yoga teachers.
Yeah,
I'm picturing they would be a little dog and stuff like that.
I think they'd be a little like. Skittish. They would run, yeah, be very skittish.
Imagine the Broadway cast of The Lion King with those Giselle puppets teaching
Gazelle,
yoga.
Not Giselle.
Gazelle. Giselle puppet would be cool.
I mean,
too.
A Giselle puppet would be great.
Giselle looks like a gazelle. I think that's
A Giselle walked into The Lion King and they were like, I think you're in the wrong show. I think she's like, oh my God. I'm just trying to model some underwear. Like, yeah, this is The Lion King. We're about to hold Simba up in Pride Rock. You've got it absolutely wrong.
Just her strutting across the stage.
Like, oh, happen again.
That would be really funny if you were like a model like that. If that was the way that you just like, you know, like when streakers run across football games or baseball games or something. If somebody just like was a gorgeous model just strutting across the outfield, I would laugh so hard. That would be amazing.
And then she got tackled by one of the mascots. You can't be here, Giselle.
Yeah, exactly.
I think about Giselle and Tom Brady a lot.
That's how she leaves Tom Brady. She just like
Tom Brady. Talk about somebody who I could not picture to save my life. No idea.
Oh God,
no clue.
When you were talking about Christian Bale, I get it. He, Channing Tatum, and Tom Brady might all have the same face, which is great body, but kind, simple, average face.
Yeah,
if you think about it.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting case study in how personality matters. Because I think if we look scientifically at Channing Tatum and Tom Brady is technically hotter. Right? But we all want to fuck Channing Tatum way more.
Yeah.
Trust me on this. He's like a Ken doll. He's like objectively hotter, but Channing Tatum is like 99% of women would rather fuck Channing Tatum.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's because of his moves and his personality. I mean, he's really hot.
I'm showing everyone a picture of Tom Brady.
That's not a great picture of him.
You know, like he could be anyone.
I mean,
he could be absolutely anyone. Like, he could be a police.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that isn't anything. Anybody.
If he murdered someone.
Yeah, you would absolutely never be able to.
No. But I mean, you have to picture him like as big as he is to really get the hotness.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Like picture how.
Not just a neck up.
Yeah, not just a headshot situation. Like picture him like. Picture him being one of the best athletes in the world and really big.
And then adding that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just closed the tab and I still don't know what
it is. I'm going to add, and this is someone, I say this as an Uggs enthusiast, although I'm quitting Uggs because of the sheepskin thing, but Tom Brady wears Uggs and I think that is such a boner killer.
Yeah.
Big time.
He wears like the Uggs with the teeth.
Maybe he's trying to kill boners though. Maybe he's trying to like, oh God, I just want to go down to the shop. That's
yeah,
very
that is true. He just wants to be a normal.
He doesn't though. No, Tom Brady doesn't. That's not what he wants.
You can't imagine he ever doesn't want that one day though. Like I bet you once in a while he does not just wants to be.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I
just sit around
just
with his gal pals eating ice cream, watching the Bachelor.
He's friends with Donald Trump. Like I just can't stand Tom Brady.
Wait, what is the teeth thing?
No,
you know those like you know how there's like regular eggs that have the flat bottom, and then remember like in the 90s when Skechers had those like white teeth.
Oh yeah, okay.
I call it.
Treading
teeth,
yeah, but it's like white. It looks like
I thought you meant like sheep teeth.
I don't,
no, they just look like teeth.
Wait, so it's just
question
it's just
from
treading?
Europe again. What are the teeth of a shoe?
It's a tread on the
this
bottom.
This isn't an American
shoe,
term,
like,
it's a test term.
Oh, like the rubber.
This is a test term, yeah.
This yeah, that was an American Europe.
Okay, I feel like I'm getting a lot of bad information.
You probably
American
are.
Situation from Tess.
Yeah.
I that's what we should call
brand
this.
New words, and I'm like, oh, these aren't, oh, they just exist in her head. Balls.
Okay. Yes.
This is a test dictionary.
But you know what I mean.
The grip on the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah, but it has to be white
the
to
grip.
Be teeth.
It has to be
so it's grip.
Teeth.
It's
oh,
like that
because they're like
it's
teeth.
Like ka-chink, 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 and then it's white, so it appears to be teeth.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. The shoe is a face, and the white rubber would be its teeth.
Okay, you don't have to use the teeth thing if it doesn't help you.
I'm taking it. It's gone. It's the first thing I'm going to say at immigration when I come back with my visa.
How have you seen the tread of his shoes? When I've never seen a photo of the tread of any celebrity's shoes.
Because the shoes you that can I'm tell, about, you can tell from the side.
Okay.
That's the tooth that, I mean, that's what I mean. It's like there's like a platform.
There's little gaps.
And there's
in between.
Gaps. Yeah. It's looking hideous. Up.
I get it. It's a bunch of little diagonal.
Like a little yeah. Even heel to make himself a bit taller. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it's of... just the Tom Brady of it all.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point is Brazil.
Sure.
Giselle is Brazilian. Brazil. And her and Leonardo DiCaprio, when they were dating, when I was working at the Borders in West Hollywood, they came in together. And they were so cute. They were both stoned. Mm-hmm. Leo was going through one of those puffy phases. Like, he was just, like, having fun.
Humble Leo.
Yeah. He was humble Leo. And, like, they came in and, like, they just got a brownie and, like, a mochaccino.
Classic
and they
them.
Just, like, went through the self-help section together. And it was, like, the cutest thing.
That's pretty cute.
And Giselle was just being all, like, Brazilian and cute and flirty with him. So it's hard for me to picture someone with that kind of an energy with someone who's friends with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Is my point about
was
Giselle.
She, was she kind of guiding him gently towards the weight loss books?
No, they were both.
They got a brownie together.
They got a brownie. They got the most fattening snack together. It was adorable. They were stoned and they were like, can we get that mochaccino thing and a brownie? And then they just enjoyed their brownie.
That's cute.
And,
I love a montage of perusing self-help books with Leo Dio. Like
like her holding up chicken soup for the soul and being like, ha ha. Ha.
Yeah, exactly. Back and forth. Yeah. Like, oh, what
the
about
joy
this?
Of sex. Oh. Yeah.
I've been on the lookout for Leo Dio because I found out his dad lives right by me. His dad lives like a few houses away from me.
That's
so
hilarious.
I've been like
Bob DiCaprio.
Every time I go on walks and like I go on walks, you guys.
Is it back and forth? Is your walk like
it's just in front of them.
Street.
But I kind of am like scoping it out to see if he shows up.
How did you find that out?
Some girl I know, like she found out, some girl who lives in the neighborhood. And then I looked up. I was like, I gotta see if this is true. I just looked up Leonardo DiCaprio's dad, and it was a picture, and it was the guy who lives. It was like, oh, that's him. That's the guy
that's
who lives
hilarious.
There.
Oh, so you've seen his dad?
Yeah, I've seen his dad,
dude.
Oh my god, you might actually see Leo.
I know. So I'm trying to scope
when
out.
When I was
for
16,
Leo.
And I was thinking about wanting to go to Hollywood, this is exactly the sort of story I imagined happening.
Exactly.
Right.
I remember being on the phone with my best friend when I was like 16 and being like, the main reason I really want to be successful is to fuck Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. I remember saying that.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, he is. Leonardo he was DiCaprio. That like poster. Child.
I'm sorry, like we were all coming of like horniness age in in fucking Romeo and Juliet. That like Radiohead song with him all like wet smoking a cigarette.
He was too wet for my taste.
Oh, not me.
I was like too wet. He was like that like first Backstreet Boys video where they're all dancing in the rain and Nick has the like middle haircut wet.
Yeah.
I don't curtains. Like the middle haircut wet. No. It's not a good. It's already bad, but don't get it wet.
The late. It's already bad, but don't get it wet.
Don't get the middle part haircut wet.
No.
But if there was
curtains
ever.
Don't close if you get it wet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're just pasted down to their forehead.
Yeah.
It's no good.
My favorite meme, and boys, there have been many of favorite memes.
Ooh, favorite meme.
God, I'm laying down the gauntlet. My favorite meme has been a collection of pictures of doors. Which highlight how Rose could have fit Jack on the
door. Oh, God.
It's a great meme.
That's
it's
great.
Just...
It's a hashtag.
It's complete
hashtag
bullshit.
Yeah. Like, all the, you could have crouched down the bottom. You could have lain out flat. They could have gone...
why didn't they just make it like a beam?
Just make it a smaller thing.
Yeah, make it a... Why wasn't it a beam?
Like, years later, the questions still haven't been unanswered.
Yeah. But you know what? I didn't
awful
think of that.
Maritime disaster.
That movie ruined my life in like the best way. I saw it like 5 times in the theater and just like cried through the whole thing. And then we tried to see it. We saw it recently.
Wait, I don't remember. Oh,
we
did it in 3D. I forgot.
Yeah. And kids, it does not hold up.
No.
Of course it doesn't.
It doesn't quite get you the way it used to.
No.
There's no way it does.
You're no longer.
The only thing that will ever.
Have wet curtains.
The only thing from Titanic that will ever hold up is the old couple that's like, well, we're going to die together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, do you know what gets
me? That montage with the. That whole montage.
There's a bit where an Irish mother, because she's stuck down and.
Talking to her kids.
Talking to her kids. And she's telling them a really old story of an Irish Celtic story that were all told as kids. mm-hmm. and it's all about how you go to live in this place called Tir na n-Óg and nobody ever it gets old there. Mm-hmm. And she's telling her little kids, going, and then Oisín went to Tir na n-Óg and they never grew old. And she's telling this to two little kids who are about to die on the ship.
It's a devastating movie.
Cry tears from my little crag of a rock.
Yeah. That's the best. That whole section is like the only really good part.
Oh, the side characters. Yeah. Great. Great, great.
Without a doubt.
I mean, yeah. So are the main characters. It's not that it's
Zane. I didn't believe his haircut.
Oh, I'm just talking about Leo and Kate. I love them both. Yeah. I think the problem is just the script. It's really not well written.
It's basic. I mean, it's a basic.
I think it's like if Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet starred in a Lifetime movie.
Yes, I know what you mean. Like, right. Are we judging it by, like, does every movie have to be still brilliant 20 years after it's made?
If it's like, a drama, I think it should be.
Because imagine, like, there's phrases and moments from that mm-hmm. that were like Jack, I'm flying. Like, how many well-written movies have actually gotten bits that people still remember years later?
Yeah, that's true.
Quoted moments.
Yeah, not everything's going to hold up.
Are we judging a blockbuster by the standards now that at the time there was no, like, there wasn't as much, that was the first version of CGI. And so I remember watching the making of it where they were able to have like loads of like fake little people running around the ship. Mm-hmm. So you thought, mm-hmm. now it probably looks very tacky and you're like, they're clearly little Sims. That's not real.
Yeah.
But at the time it was like, whoa, what a big boat! You know, that I think we're judging it by a different... like standard.
That is true. You need to go into Titanic thinking, whoa, what a big boat.
And then if you go in with that expectation, you're going to have a great time.
Oh my God.
Whoa, what a big boat.
A big boat.
That would be the best trailer ever if that trailer had just been one big shot of the boat coming and then a title card, whoa, what a big boat.
or just like Rose going, Jack, what a big boat.
We need to go in and dub over all of that. Like the couple on the bed.
The guy from Jaws could be like, we're not going to need a bigger boat.
This is the boat I was asking for.
This is what I call a bigger boat.
Come on.
I wanted to ask you. So I've been to Northern Ireland when I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
And, the guys were very excited because I was American, and they would all come up and say, will you go with me? Was that something you guys said? Would that mean like make out, right?
Make out,
Okay. I was just thought that was...
Shift is another one. Will you shift me?
Oh,
that's
cool.
Shift. Okay, yeah, shift. Like, will you, yeah. There's loads of lovely phrases. Another one is for sex. It's like, oh, horse it into me.
Horse it into me?
Yeah. Which I want to, in the same way, Tess, you've given me so much today linguistically.
Please, give us
that back to you.
Please. Oh.
That's a big old phrase. He was horsing it into me.
Can we use that?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. So
it's a global phrase.
So in context, is it like that's when you're talking to your girlfriends? Like, I got horsed last night?
No, but we've never said I got a horse last night.
Okay.
I got horsed.
Yeah, but I feel like Tess, you
I did get horsed last night.
Hey-o!
That's a very specific, like, yeah.
There's a very specific
encounter.
Rhythm.
Yes.
It's not like, I've never seen you looking so lovely. You're like, oh, Jesus, will we get some tea? Yeah.
Exactly.
I want to make horse to you.
Yeah. I'll make horse to you like you want me to.
And, like, you could even horse your tongue into someone as well, which definitely says like a blah, 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 blah. There's like a quality of, you know.
I don't think horsing is for kissing.
No, it can be though. He horsed his tongue, but definitely horsing into me.
You also
have in Ireland the word ride. So if you ride someone, that means to have with them.
Okay.
And someone can be a ride. So you find, say for example,
I found my ride.
Leonardo DiCaprio to be a ride.
Okay.
My funnest thing though is when Americans come over and they're really sad and they're talking about something serious and they're like, oh my God, I was so bummed. I was just so bummed by his death. And you're like, oh my God, don't laugh. Because bummed in the UK only
means
sex
fucking,
up the bum.
Right.
It only means
I didn't know that.
If you got bummed, someone horsed you up the bum.
No.
Yeah.
If you got bummed, that means someone horsed you up the bum.
And being bummed.
I thought bumming just meant sex. I didn't realize it was butt sex.
Oh, it's bum. It's just bum. Yeah,
very specifically butt sex.
Yeah. So when people come over, they're like, he died and we were so bummed. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe you were all bummed because he died.
We all express grief in different ways.
Grief is a butt fuck.
To get over your father's death.
Wait, so the ride one, like, so you'll be at the bar and like you to your friend, and you're like, my ride's here.
Who? No,
you what think you say? Call them a ride? Or, yeah.
Oh, a ride. No, yeah, no. My rides here would be my Ubers here.
Oh.
Yeah.
You, no, but like if you see a guy that you're going to fuck, it's like
new
yo,
levels
my rides
to
here.
Our English. It's great.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'd be like, oh my God, that guy's such a ride. Oh my God. I was riding this absolute ride last night. He was such a ride. I got ridden. It was great, but he's a real ride. Oh yeah, he's a ride. Like that would be.
I wonder what would Uber be like? I Ubered him. Would that be like it was a 15-minute thing? You never saw each other again.
You should have.
Yeah,
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 yeah. You were an out-of-work actor, and you paid less.
And you were slightly scared.
Yeah.
Regrettable deal.
Yeah.
And he looked not like his picture.
Yeah.
And you could see where he was the whole time. Yeah, maybe that's what an Uber would be.
My Uber driver last night was talking about how, because I was going to this concert, and he was like, the last concert I went to was I took my daughter to Justin Bieber. I was like, oh my God, that must have been insane. He was like, yeah, it was. Nah.
Yeah, my hairdresser said that he sees everyone. He's like me, you know?
Do you go to lots of gigs? You go to loads of like music gigs?
I love going to pop shows, yeah.
Wow.
And he said Justin Bieber, he has never in his like 20 years of going to pop shows seen as insane of an audience. He said you couldn't hear
it
Justin
must,
Bieber.
I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah, they're all screaming. It's like seeing the Beatles.
Yeah, it's like seeing the Beatles. Yeah. I want to go.
Stop screams. I want
to
see the show.
We've talked about.
So here's my Bieber journey.
Yeah.
He comes out. He is what can only be described as an underage adult, and it's inappropriate to watch him play the guitar. But there's something about him that has an old soul about him, so it's very difficult. We're in dangerous waters. Yeah. He has that little video where he's doing, so cry me a river, won't you cry me a river? And I'm like, yeah, you're 11, but so not 11 in many ways.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was first watching it, because Usher discovered him, I was in the kitchen watching it, and my sister came down the stairs and went, what are you doing? And I slammed the laptop and went, nothing. And you can't slam a laptop and go nothing without it being something.
Yeah.
And so for a while I was like, oh, go away. And then there was Baby 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 No, and I'd love when that came on, but I was dancing ironically to it in the same way you dance to One Direction. There was a bit of Amn't I So Ironic, like when I use LOL.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of vibe. And then he went away, he became a bad boy, he had his time. Then in the last year he's come back with 3 swinging hits.
Oh yeah.
This new album is great.
Love Yourself, the
that
what
music video is so good.
My mother was fond of you. Oh,
can we talk about how sick the dancing is in that music video?
Yes.
Like, I love how he's making lyric storytelling dancing like a popular thing in music. I mean, really, Sia's the one who brought that back. He's taking a turn from Sia's page.
Yes.
Sia.
But,
I mean, we'll have to do another podcast for this subject matter.
But yes, I'm like, I go through this hole where like I'll watch Sorry, Lose Yourself, then I go into the Sia hole, and then I just love those, that kind of like dancing video.
Yeah.
Did you guys see somebody just posted him? He did an acoustic cover of Fast Car, Tracy Chapman.
Who did?
Just it's really good.
Because he can sing and play the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
He can really sing.
Yeah, he's talented.
And also, I remember at the start of my Justin Bieber journey, I just remember him doing this interview with this woman who was in her 30s. She was like, hi, here we are with this new sensation. He's called Justin Bieber. And I remember seeing this like 13-year-old go, yeah, it's all pretty cool. And he put a hand like on her lower back and she went, and she lost her mind. Yeah. Like, what is this baby child doing? He knew how to kind of like throw her. She's like, you're amazing.
You know what? We needed Justin Bieber and we deserved him. Mm. And we were ready for him.
You
as a society. It was time.
You needed a new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in a minute.
I can't wait. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Aisling B.
Hello.
Did you miss us over that last 30 seconds?
I know that you did.
We're going to play a game. Ooh. And we've had some people sending in covers of the songs. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. They're so awesome.
Yeah, it's been really cool to hear the different variations. And you can send them to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org. And this one comes from
Abigail Clark.
Thanks, Abs. I'm just going to do it. I feel like we're close enough.
Yeah. Hit it, David.
Would you rather, 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 would you? Would you rather, would you rather, would you rather, would you, would you? Rather.
That's awesome. A cappella.
I love that one.
That is impressive as fuck.
Do you think that's her doubling up or does she have a pal?
I think it's her.
Yeah, I bet you it's her doubling it up.
God, yeah.
Great
yeah.
work.
That's impressive.
Duetting with yourself.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's amazing. People who can, I mean, anybody who can produce music of any kind, like, blows my mind.
Yeah, but how's your class going?
Good. It's been 2 weeks. I mean, it's just been like a few weeks. I'm taking some classes at the community college, some music classes.
Oh.
It's been fun. I don't know. I've learned more than I've ever known about like piano and reading music and stuff.
Wow.
So
we'll see
how I got.
Maybe you'll get
I've got
on
a quiz
show.
On Monday.
If you're good mm-hmm. enough.
How's maybe yeah? We'll maybe you have to submit Babs, and if we like your stuff, maybe we'll.
You're not
okay. Okay. Yeah, we'll see. We'll
you're
see.
Not
if I
have an easy ride into this. This isn't gonna. Be
I was laughing because we have to like make songs in the one class that's Introduction to Electronic Music.
Yeah.
So, which I told Tess and Brandy, like the fucking assistant guy for the teacher is the most annoying, like mansplaining person I've ever met in my entire life. And he just comes over and takes over your station and starts fucking with the thing you've been making.
Ugh.
And it's like, get the fuck away. And he also doesn't know what he's doing. So it's like the worst combination of all of those things.
And also electronic music. Is it?
It's anything it can, you can,
and you're like,
you know, you can choose whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think I'm just going to use it to like make some of our covers. We'll see.
I'm pretty excited.
We'll see.
Is like no one stopping this guy?
No.
He must be
I'm going to have to, if it he keeps getting bad, I'm just going to be like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's also like most of the class is what, 19-year-olds?
No, so. It's actually a mix. That one's like all ages.
Okay, that's good at least.
Yeah. Tess, I really like the way you're. Is no one stopping this man?
Is no one stopping him?
Yeah. He's just walking around taking over people's projects.
Yeah, I don't know what he's the point is of him because he's not helping anyone. So.
Yeah, those people need to know that they have no point.
I think what Tess is going to do is she's going to record this podcast onto a CD and leave it at his house.
Maybe.
Say, please listen. It's about you being great. And then he's going to have some truth bombs.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, like, here's a remix. And it's like, you suck, you suck, you suck.
Leave my friend alone.
You suck, you suck, you suck,
you suck. You suck.
And then drop the beat.
Just big shout out to everyone who sucks.
We've talked about this before, and I have had some people, some listeners say that they would like to be part of my singing telegram company.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think we should add you suck to one of the options. Like,
oh, that would be great.
That
right?
Would be great.
So I think it's quitting your job, mm-hmm. breaking up with someone, and you suck. Breaking up with someone, that's more expensive because we have to send security with that person.
Yeah.
But
well, I guess security guards can also sing, and then you're like a double.
Exactly.
Double down.
Yeah. But
yeah,
like a generic you suck, it's a bargain.
Yeah. I mean, and like, that's a great way to find out you suck.
Yeah.
It's really lovely to get constructive criticism like that. It's very important.
It's like the perfect mix of like, sure, it's passive aggressive, but also it's not. You're being direct and you're not just like sending them an email. They're getting FaceTime with somebody telling them.
Entertainment even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you know I'm into this.
But I'm so scared of getting one, though. What if you got one of those?
I have gotten him, and it hasn't been in singing telegram form.
I would love, like, if I went out with someone really with loads of money that they could afford through your company to send me Justin Bieber, who could sing You Should Go and Love Yourself to me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I really should like that.
Wow. That's,
imagine that burn.
That's sort of like the Uber that calls you a helicopter.
Yeah. That's like when you scroll your finger right to the top accidentally, and you're like, $400?
Yeah.
To go down the road.
I mean, that's why, like, what are they called? Oh, my God. Images that are...
Apples.
No, they're...
Holograms.
Holograms. That's why holograms are going to really come into play, because you're going to be able to have your own Justin Bieber to play in your room to sing to you.
We have to all start putting hologram clauses in our wills.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys want?
I want a no hologram.
Oh, I bet people will hologram me and I'm all right with it.
I'm putting it in my will. I don't want you.
Yeah,
will not
people are just
going
to do it, though.
Dead.
I think you have to make the choice.
Or at least leave a picture that you're happy hologramming.
I don't want to be a hologram.
Happy hologram.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Happy hologram.
Why though? Because I hate the idea of like.
It's not you.
Yeah, like it feels very like dance monkey dance when you're dead.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and see, I'm like... a very dance monkey dance person, so I'm fine.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I watched this really documentary called Rest in Pixels, and it was on in the UK, so I'm not sure if you can find it on YouTube here.
Uh-huh.
But it's all about the new. So there are 30 million people on Facebook who are dead. and so you can still leave like little bits and bobs to them. Mm-hmm. And it's about how we now, like, to be dead and to be buried and to go away is very important for the human psyche. Mm-hmm. We're almost allowing ourselves to stay in a childlike mm-hmm. state because we still have these places where we can go and pretend that they live in the exact same way as they used to. Oh, we'll put a message on their wall, we'll do this. And there's this company mm-hmm. that are creating almost like phobots of people.
Oh,
to
my
send
God,
messages to
no.
the dead.
That's literally
they
a Black
together.
Mirror episode.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So when that Black Mirror came out, the Black Mirror episode features in this documentary, and the people who are running the company go, oh yeah, when the Black Mirror thing came out, we were like, yeah, that was like, that's our business. Ugh. Essentially what we're doing, even though we don't have the robots yet, we put together a personality based on your Twitter, your Instagram, like all the times you've been on the internet, and get messages that would be akin to something you'd send and can send them to your loved ones.
I hate
and
that.
You've got, it's awful because even though people might want it in their moment of need,
they're not letting go, it's not accepting death,
which is the most natural thing. And we're like, are we allowing people to die?
Well, and it's you're arresting your development completely.
Yes, and so the same with like the hologram thing. Maybe we should just accept Tupac's gone and that he's not coming back.
Yeah, but no, but here's the thing. This is my whole robot philosophy. You can fight it if you want. It's coming. The holograms are coming. Yeah. The Facebook program is coming.
I mean, I know they are.
But putting the thing in your will, but it makes sense to be like, but I don't want to. At least after you die.
I would like to be a conscientious objector to being holograms.
Yes. Conscientious objector?
To being,
Yeah. Do you know how many warehouses of information are being stored on every action you've ever taken?
No, but to being holograms.
Conscientious objector? Everyone's like, I have nothing to hide. Everyone knows everything. Your data, you've already signed off on it.
I know,
it's already
out. I don't
want
them to like make it. I don't want them to make me after I'm dead.
But that's what I mean. We're being so willy-nilly with the information that we just leave this like trail of data everywhere. Like,
well, we haven't been. It's because everything's happened so fast. Everything's developed so fast. There hasn't been rules. So I was watching another program about doing up how the rise of like DIY shows. And there was this man in the 1960s and they were showing the first ever DIY show. And he was like, well, I think I've been thinking about it for 3 years and we're almost ready to paint the sitting room Magnolia. And they were like, whoa, I don't know if we don't want to make any hasty decisions.
And now it's like, okay, we got 30 minutes to transform
your whole house.
That's so funny.
But actually with that, I suppose you'd have time to take in the social change of a house, what that's going to affect your vibes. It just everything was slower, so you got used to stuff. Now, so much has changed culturally to our genetics, to how we sleep, that we're not even sleeping anymore. Our body doesn't know how to catch up. And sometimes it is worth having maybe a conscious objector to be a little bit of a speed bump to go, guys, is this definitely the right thing to do?
Yeah.
I know
there's
so much.
I just meant that more people, when they talk about like a breach, like data that's being stored on them, they're always
I
have nothing to hide.
I feel like that's different. I think she's talking about something else. It isn't that different.
It isn't that different because you might not want to consent to your images being used. That's my point though. Like without your consent, you have already consented to a lot of your images being used.
Well, yeah, but like
that's my only point. Like you've already consented. I mean, that's when people say this shit doesn't matter. It's like you think that because you're not like a drug dealer or something, but
no, but like if people are using my hologram to make money touring it or something, like that's what I'm thinking down the line. Like, that is what I want to block.
You know, if you trick someone into a contract, though, that contract doesn't stand. So if you're like, hey, would you just like autograph this for me? And it says, I give you $1 million. And they're like, it doesn't stand up in the court of law.
It does stand up in a court of law if you don't read an agreement when you click
if you don't read an agreement, yes.
And none of us read
our agreements. But I wonder, is there an argument that the agreements are fed to us and like, just take this box away? The fact that you can ticket without reading it, you can just scroll and there's no way of, like, if you're in a lawyer's office, they make sure you physically read
the entire thing.
So if you're
I don't think that you should have any rights there. I think if I'm guilty of this, I don't read it either, but it's certainly our prerogative to read it if we want to. I mean, no one's stopping you from reading it.
But should there be, is there a way that people isolate people from with jargon? Mm-hmm. And that actually it's immoral in many ways.
They all know we're not.
Of course, but you could learn that jargon and you could, with some thought, read it.
But the fact is that no one is and no one will. So
I just feel like the law hasn't been totally finalized.
The protection of people isn't priority.
No, nobody has your best interests at hand.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we all know
I have your best interests at hand.
Yeah.
I have your best interests.
I mean, I just think a lot about
I'm not gonna let that hologram happen.
Only because I work working on the internet and shit, like the pictures of like kids that are on there, like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. When you use any of that stuff, you literally
Right, you're saying it's
are
okay.
Saying yep. Anyone can use this.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Even if it's of a they minor. Haven't consented, so there's all yet. These kids in this generation who have had their fucking picture.
Charlie bit my finger.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Charlie bit my finger. You know, Charlie like bit
first,
my finger.
The first like, big YouTube
one
video.
Of the big viral yeah. hits. Mm-hmm. And they were like babies. They're kids. They're adults now. And that they've had this like, they didn't choose to be in that video or right, have their images
right.
posted.
Right. So I wonder what it'll be like. Like, this is going to be the first generation that came of age where it's like, wow, mom and dad, like you without my consent
yeah.
plastered the internet with images. Of
they're not going to, I don't think they're going to care because it's going to be so normal. Like yeah. the thing is, we plaster our shit all over the place. Like that's going to be their lives. Their shit's plastered all over from when they're a kid, from when they're making that choice themselves. Mm. It's probably going to be.
I wonder what yeah. the psychological yeah. effect you know. Is. Like, I had a really freaky thing with my friend's kid the other day, where I went, "Oh, look at this!" And it's almost like she could hear my iPhone lift into the air and hover over, and she just turned away and went. And she's two.
Oh my God.
And she knew to smile for that camera. Like she knew where the iPhone was. That, oh, we have to collect a moment and we move
Isn't
on.
That
collect a moment and move on. And she knew that, oh, I get photographed during the day, almost like yeah. a celebrity coming out of a hotel.
My niece is four and she wants to see every picture after I
yes,
take it.
Yes,
make sure
yeah.
it's good.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Because that's what she's used to adults doing. Show me. Oh.
Yeah. yeah. Even that, I mean, that's got to affect. How you look at the world.
Yeah. How you look at yourself.
Oh, how you look at yourself. You're criticizing. Like, I don't.
From such a young age.
I'm trying to think of the first time that I was critical of my physical appearance.
Ooh.
Like it was early for me because like I was a child actor. But
right.
Yeah.
Were you a child actually, actor?
Yeah.
I'm wondering about late. This, you guys. I was thinking about this yesterday. I do not do mirror checks. Like, I realize that, like, I get busted, like, because I'll like, go for hours and hours and hours without looking in a mirror and I'll be yeah. partying or whatever. Yeah. And then I'll look later and just my mascara is, like, on my neck, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. yeah.
Do you guys do that a lot? I don't, like, check. And so
I had bad skin when I was, like, in my early 20s. And so I got obsessed with, like, mm-hmm. always going, oh, God, is it okay? Do I look okay?
Right.
Oh. And it's a habit that you create then, I think. So mm-hmm. if you're, yeah. like, it's much better to be the way you are.
Well, but I am very aware of it, but I just don't look. I don't know. It's weird. I don't like check it. I'm like, I like get ready to go out and then I won't look at myself for like 5 hours.
I don't do that. What I do is I'll just like once in every couple hours, I'll just do like quick, like I'll rub underneath my eyes.
Right.
And
be like,
eyes,
yeah.
Be like,
yeah.
I'll get whatever the extra is. If something's weird, I'll just like wipe it out.
If you're like, why is there poo on my finger?
Yeah.
Wow. How many hours has this
Shouldn't
been going
have had
on
that
for?
Tumble with a monkey. Yeah. I feel like if I'm in front of a mirror, I will look at it. Yeah.
Well, no, if I'm front, but I don't
to
like.
To be honest,
I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Oh, oh, oh.
I just yeah. meant like I don't do check. Like I don't purposely go
find
yeah.
a mirror.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I remember I talked about this before. This one guy I was dating who I realized I think just had a lot of like self-esteem issues mm-hmm. because every time we would meet out somewhere, he would have to go to the bathroom right away to like make sure he looked all right.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, it was.
That's sad.
Was
did
weird.
You find so you grew up in LA and you were a child actor?
Yeah.
How did that affect like per like did it chill you out because you've had it so much so young or did it make you like?
It made me definitely a workaholic. Mm. It gave me like weird images with like weird issues yeah. with like self image and stuff because like from too early of an age I was like worried about how I looked all the time.
Yeah,
I don't think I cared until maybe like 12th grade. Like
what's
I truly
grade
didn't
is like
care.
What age is that?
17, 18.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think it was like I had a really bad breakup and I think that's why I yeah. before that I was
really
like, yeah I don't think I cared at all before then. That's I mean, amazing. I liked. I dressed a certain way. I liked the way I looked, but I yeah. never was like, "Is that okay? Do I look okay?" Like,
oh my God! Wow.
Yeah. I was always like, "No, yeah, I'm fine. I look fine." Yeah.
I think I was about there too. I definitely didn't give a fuck, and
yeah.
It was, you know,
I was younger. I'd say 11 or something. I remember my mother. It was when the Jennifer Aniston haircut came in, and I was this child with long black hair in Ireland. And my mother's like, "We're going to get you a style in your hair. I'm bringing you over to the nearest town
we're
to
getting
get
you
a
the
style.
Rachel.
And we're going to get you a Jennifer Aniston haircut, like in Friends." And I was like, "Oh,
what
brilliant.
A funny thing for a mom to like."
Oh, she was like, "We're getting you a style. You look yeah. a bit like a gypsy. Let's go." And so the hairdresser was just getting his head around the idea of the Rachel cut. There's been a few requests from America.
Oh my God!
Well,
and we didn't think about what the hairdressers went through at that time.
Everyone,
he kept on
the whole
going,
world
trying to
did
get
the
it
Rachel?
Right.
Oh no!
Oh yeah. So he kept on going to get it right. So I was like, "Oh, that's from having hair down to my waist. Went from having hair down to under my chin." Then he kept on going right up to my nose.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, I had a barb
with
like bits coming down on my face. And I was like 11. Oh. So it was an adult's head of hair on an 11-year-old. And I wore, there's no pictures of me between the age of 11 and 13. I wore like an Alice band, you know, like a thick bit of fabric, which basically would pull it down almost all over my face for about 2 years. Because my friend told me, and it didn't make any sense when I went into school, because I'd cried, missed a day off school. Went into school
because
the
of next the Rachel,
day.
The Rachel of my, that my
because of Jennifer Aniston, real name Anastonopoulos. I've been hating on her for years now.
Whoa!
I went to school the next day, and my friend Irene, who bullied me a little bit, said, "Oh, you look like Tina Turner." And
compliment.
I didn't understand, like, it didn't, like, I was like, I don't want to look like an older woman who dances around the place and who my mother likes. I don't want to look like Tina Turner. I'm 11.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, from that
rough
moment,
11-year-old.
I wore this like headband and refused to, like, have my picture taken. I felt like a creature from the dead. And I was really so sad about it. I was like the ugliest thing I could possibly
imagine. God, it's crazy how like one thing like that can really...
Yeah, and I look back like when I think of myself, you know, 11 or 12 and you're just a kid, you have no sex about you and you think you're ugly. There's nothing more beautiful than youth. And you squander it.
I know. You squander it on the Rachel. And what... what the fuck was it about the fucking Rachel? Like,
oh,
it was
God.
A good haircut for Jennifer Aniston, but
for
like...
For her long face, but not for my giant, roly Irish head.
Yeah, why did we all... Why did we all have to get the Rachel?
I love that.
I
was
no
so certainly groundbreaking.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Well.
Your curls. Can you imagine trying to get like this style?
The straight
layers in your curls.
Yeah, it was a bizarre phenomenon.
Yeah.
Also, it's not that crazy a haircut.
No, it's
like,
just layers.
I swear it was like something nutty, but it was just like three different layers in your hair.
Yeah.
And like straight as hell.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Not since shaving your head and being a Buddhist has something so dramatic happened to hair.
To the hair community.
To the hair community.
I mean, do you think hairdressers at the time, I mean, there was no Twitter. I wonder if, like, on cigarette breaks, if they were just like, that fucking Rachel.
How do we figure it out? How to do it?
Or, like, some people going, I have no idea what I did to that
Look
woman.
Look at it. I'm just called looking at Rachel. Pictures of it. It's just like, Rachel. Also, she looks
so
better now.
90s.
That's
she
the picture
better.
We all use. That's
hair.
The exact picture
now.
We used as well.
Yes,
we
that is the picture.
And you cut it out of magazines and go, that please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we have to do one. Would you rather?
Okay, hold on. would you rather have a dragon or be a dragon?
Yes, thank God. I was like, this
there
is the best
go.
One.
Yeah,
I'd rather have one.
It's a lot of responsibility.
But you get to ride it everywhere. Like you get to fly. And
think how vilified pit bulls are in this city. You want
but
a
then,
dragon?
But what are you talking about? But then you are one.
You'd
so it's like then
the
you're the vilified one.
Of,
I just want to live in the mountains
queen.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What's her name? Game of Thrones.
Oh, Daenerys.
You'd have
Khaleesi?
To have the sassiness of that because you don't want to have a dragon and not be able to maintain it.
No, I'm thinking like you guys
feel...
are like best friends.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is like
a Pete's dragon scenario.
So Pete's dragon.
Of course, your dragon loves you.
Yeah,
of course.
So I mean, the people great. It's a security guard. It's like a mode of transportation.
Yeah.
You probably make money by like going on tour
Save
with it.
Save money on Uber.
I for sure want to be the dragon.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, breathe
you
fire.
Be the dragon?
For
yeah,
sure.
Be the dragon.
Yeah.
That means you give up being like, you can't like fuck a guy ever again because you're a dragon.
I would masturbate with a dragon thing.
With a dragon thing. You'd really be horsing someone
Tess
if you fucked them
dragon.
As a dragon.
Tessa Dragon just wanking away in the middle of the freeway.
But how though?
Like,
how?
Another dragon.
Putting my claws into a mountain. Like,
I'm saying, yeah. Where? How would you do that? Because you have claws. How are you going to jerk off?
I would make a vibrator out of a skyscraper.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's great.
I That's think you've great. Overestimated the size of dragons, but I admire the amount.
Also,
I think you've underestimated how well I can horse.
You'd also have a bunch of gold if you were a dragon.
Yeah,
I'd live in the mountains.
Wait, why do they have
gold?
Yeah.
Dragons always have gold.
They have a pile of
what?
Gold.
What? You did not know that was a dragon.
Well, in Lord
thing.
Of the
you
Rings,
mean leprechaun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think dragons have gold.
No, they do.
Have gold.
Yeah, they do.
Why? Where
they're
are they
not
gold?
In
they don't need it. They don't buy anything.
They love it, though. They love
they
gold.
Protect
they
protect it.
Buy.
That's, yeah. You always have to, because in the myths, you
I
always have to pass the dragon to get the gold.
I'm, yes. I'm with Team Barbara
exactly.
here.
Yeah. I guess they test hoard gold. They hoard gold. They're hoarders.
I'm fine with that.
There's going to be a program about them. You've got to get rid of this gold out of your basement.
Oh, that's a really funny sketch. just like going into a dragon's house with a bunch of gold. Like, I don't know.
It was my mother's. No, it doesn't hold any emotional attachment
this
anymore.
Is
we
trash
gotta get rid of your gold.
Speaking of trash gold, did you guys see that semi truck full of blank pennies that overturned on the freeway?
Blank pennies?
Yeah. Wow. For some reason, it was like the most beautiful visual.
On its way to the mint.
It was on its way to the mint, and it was just this like semi truck of blank pennies that just like, I think it's, they said it was $18,000 worth of blank pennies that just spilled all over the highway.
That sounds pretty.
Isn't that cool?
I wonder, can you use them? Well, there aren't really many penny machines. It would take a while to get like a can of Coke out of a vending machine with a load of pennies.
Well, and they're not even minted, so they're just blank.
But could they still hold the same weight in a machine?
I think they would have to. Yeah, I don't know how those machines.
Well, no, because the machines know if it's a Canadian penny. I'm sure they know if it's a blank penny.
That's true. A Canadian penny, it's about weight. So when how they know what money is going in is because it weighs a certain amount. So 50 cent weighs a certain amount to a whatever.
But it would weigh different. I'm assuming it would weigh a little bit differently after it's minted.
I'm minted and engraved.
Yeah, they probably just stamp it, right? I always thought that they like were doing something with the print, but maybe if it's just the weight.
Maybe with all those blank pennies, they take them to one of those like boardwalk crank penny machines.
Yeah.
They just mint all those. Yeah. You guys, let's get that. Let's invest in a lady-to-lady crank blank machine.
And everyone can come to this garage and be
tourist.
Oh, I found penny. Some pennies. Can I use your machine?
You remember thinking that I got a few of those. It was
those were awesome. Because those are great. The thing with those is, like your parents didn't really used to give you that much money, so you're like, cool, I can afford this.
And then
you also got the thrill of watching it being made, so that was part
of it. That's true.
Yeah.
It was
then
the watching
it being
made.
With something. Yeah, it was the all three stuff.
Did you have the one where they'd roll it out into like a long
that's what we're saying
and then they would press a stamp into it. It was cool. I would like to do one of those right now.
Oh my God. That'd be great.
We're gonna go flatten some pennies. We'll be back. Hello, it's Lady to Lady. Why? Barbara Gray.
Wow, what happened? What was the why about? Where did the why come from?
I don't know. It just came
that
out.
That was crazy. Like in between, before saying your name, like another
It was like
why.
A Robert Durst moment.
It was
it was like a burp. Like
a philosophical burp. Instead of burping, you just go, why?
Why?
What a casual existential crisis.
Yeah. That's kind of me in a nutshell.
We came up with some choker truths.
Yeah, very important.
Yes.
Just to all the young ladies out there who maybe weren't around during the 90s, early 2000s, please, please be careful what neckline t-shirt you wear with your chokers, because you
That's
do not
right.
want to shorten your neck.
Mm-hmm. The more you So it needs to be a long neckline.
I think Barbara, yes.
I'm going to be buying one soon. So
if you
I'll
wear
send,
a choker
I'll
with
send
a polar
you...
neck, people will think you have a disability.
Right. I'll send you pictures and you can tell me.
Yeah.
So I guess the idea is you want a nice long line of flesh and then you want to cut that with a choker.
Long
line of flesh.
But if you have no long line of flesh, then a choker, it's pretty much just your face to the top of your t-shirt.
Yeah.
And people will be like, ow.
It's almost like a turtleneck at that point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, yeah. A turtle. Well, I call
it
a polo neck.
Bad. Turtlenecks are fine.
I like turtlenecks, but they're not.
But you
want
to have a neck within a turtleneck. You don't want
to. What if you put a choker over your turtleneck? And just
ooh, that's a new
that
one.
That is a
is
no
it still a choker,
go.
Then?
Yeah, that is a no go.
Yeah,
that is. A
I
thing.
Think that might be a new thing.
Wear it to Beyonce.
I'm gonna wear it. To
you know what? You know what? If anyone is gonna do it, it will be. We know who. One Miss Britney Jean Spears, and it will be happening this fall.
Yeah.
So
Britney will do that.
Britney is the one who brought back the choker.
She hasn't stopped wearing them.
She
since
hasn't.
She broke up with Justin Timberlake. She's afraid her neck will.
No, she. This is recent. The choker is recent.
She has been wearing the same choker for like this last 6 months.
Yeah. I mean,
she's been bringing it back.
Yeah, oh, she's been bringing it back.
Last 6 months, what do we say? We've been tracking her choker pretty closely.
It just makes me think of that scary story about like the girl.
Yeah, when she takes off the ribbon and
then
her
neck
falls.
Oh my God. Yeah, I always think about that whenever I see chokers.
It's so funny that story was also told in Ireland pre-internet.
That's interesting.
Like, I know that story being told.
That's
around,
a
like,
pretty
that
classic
ghost story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it didn't make it into a movie. It's not a like
it
how
did,
an urban
it's
myth
in,
traveled.
Well, it's in some movie later on. But yeah, no, you're right. Before,
yeah, like when I was a kid, I knew that story.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just
yeah.
It must come from some like
It was probably written in Ireland.
There's that. Did, yeah, you have, did you have the like headlights one where there's the guy, like there's a woman driving and there's somebody flashing headlights and behind her? She gets out and they're like, there's a man in your back seat or whatever.
No. That one's horrifying.
One. Yeah, that one's scary.
Oh. I hate that. I mean, I still check my like back seat. Yeah.
Or the one about the dog that's choking and then he has like the fingers of a burglar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or did that you have the drip, 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 and she can't find what the drip, drip, drip is in the house? Yes. Drip, drip, chip, she feels. And then she goes in and she sees a woman.
It's blood.
It's blood. She's stuck to the ceiling. The drip, drip, drip is a drip of her blood in the shower.
Spooky.
Oh, no.
I mean, talk about a lady problem, right?
We've all been there, girls. In the shower.
Victorian murder.
Looking for what's dripping.
Drip, drip, drip. It's that time of the month.
God, I hate that word drip. Especially when it's used in context of cocaine. Drip. It's like,
what is the back of the throat?
It's like when it goes into the back of your throat and you, like,
and
your spit in your throat just tastes like Coke.
Oh, yeah. And that's called the drip.
It's called the drip.
Because it just doesn't stay up top.
Because, you know, your nasal, your,
I think it's because you're inhaling and it goes down. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, it's like when you have a cold, if you have snot in your nose, it goes into your throat.
It's like when you spray, congestant.
So you just, it's gross enough going up your nose and then you just taste it. I mean,
sounds like a blast.
It's fun.
I wouldn't know. All right. Let's. Let's do a lady problem. We got another theme song.
Yeah. This is from Steve Porter. You can find more of his stuff at steveportermusic.com. Thanks, Steve.
Lady problems.
Whoa.
Do you have them? Wow. That was very much like our morning talk show like intro for us.
Yeah.
Or like an ad for Tampax.
A lot of us just turning over our shoulders over and over.
I felt very invigorated and woken up.
Mm-hmm. A coffee mug just appeared in my hand.
Yeah. We had a little promo we did with coffee mugs at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you guys ready for your lady problem?
Oh, yes.
Hi, ladies. I recently started casually dating this guy. Everything seemed to be going so well. His weirdness matched up with mine. We liked the same things and all that jazz. And after a few months of dating, we went on a weekend trip to Tahoe. All was going fairly well until the long drive that forced us to talk into serious issues. I found out some annoying things about him, like he doesn't believe in paying taxes, which I know you could just choose not to believe in.
No, she says I didn't know.
Which I didn't know you could just choose not to believe in. Wanting a family or to be married and, in general, just man-child tendencies. However, the turning point for me, which totally turned him off for me, was this conversation. I'll give you a rough idea of the dialogue. One of you want to be the guy?
I'll be the guy.
Okay. I can't wait to move back to my hometown and become a teacher at my old high school.
Oh, you better wear baggy clothes because all the boys won't be able to focus.
I'll wear whatever I want.
Well, just telling you, from my opinion, the boys can't focus in school around hot girls.
Well, maybe we should teach boys to control themselves because I don't have to.
I'm just telling you, the boys are not in control of their thoughts.
Well, it seems like you're assuming I can't be a good teacher because I'm not ugly.
Well, no, but I think you would be a better teacher if you dressed down.
Whoa. And yikes. After this conversation, I was just repulsed by him. I knew I could not have any type of relationship with his type of guy. But then, of course, I had to tell everyone close to me, such as my best friends, my dad, my mom, etc., and almost unanimously told me that it wasn't that big of a deal and that I was just looking for something to end it. So I'm not sure if I should overlook this, even though I feel so passionately against his point of view, or drop him like Beyonce dropped Lemonade.
Whoa.
Any thoughts you lovely ladies have would
great
be so
simile.
Helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Fuck up what everyone else thinks.
See, I get what he's saying, and I wonder if in the spirit of the car drive, if they've been getting along and he said that, she go, oh really? Did you have a teacher? She might open up the discussion and go, what did you mean? Did you have a teacher who was hot? Did she make you always get like, producer Dave, hi. I can only imagine, and we can't imagine, what it was like to get surprise boners right through high school. And like to be so embarrassed, have to lift up your bag. Mm-hmm.
It is, your hormones are very out of control.
Out of control. Yeah. And it's not like just boys don't, it's not suggesting, I don't think he was suggesting that boys can't control themselves, nor should they try. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably a very difficult time in boys' lives. and he was probably trying to give her a funny compliment in that you're really hot, not telling her what. I think she probably took up the comment because she'd been so annoyed about the big problem, which is that he doesn't want to pay tax. I really think the fact that she was like, boys get boners in school, I think the bigger problem is that he just want to pay tax. That's
that is true. It
in.
Sounds like she was really annoyed with him. And so this was probably at a point in the conversation where it was just like just adding on nothing was going to go well.
Because I think it is obnoxious and it is, I think it is misguided. You're right.
It's
it probably
misguided,
was,
but it's not.
It was a bit, probably you're right. A shitty attempt at humor. It was, but you're right. You don't like this guy.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even saying.
And so the things he said seem worse than they are, but actually, he was probably being like, "Oh, when I was at school, I had this hot teacher. Yeah, we didn't pay much attention because we was too hard trying to bat down our boners all the time."
I mean, I still have to take issue because it's I don't appreciate him telling you how to do your job when you're the one who's the teacher. So he
definitely
can still fuck right
she,
off.
She, based on his bad vibes, was assuming he was saying you're a bad teacher. You wouldn't be able to sort it out. But actually, that's not what he was saying.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't calling her skill as a teacher into question there. I don't think anyways. I wasn't in the car.
Yeah.
Or was I?
I mean, and then like, there are people who want, I mean, you know what? If you don't want to pay taxes, I guess find someone else who's into that. But like, you know,
I mean, if he's found a way around it, then
yeah.
I mean,
for now, like they will.
Then
find
don't drive on the roads that your tax that other people's taxes have billed. Don't go in your car, like you know.
Yeah,
I got go live in your I got mountain. Called. I was talking to some conspiracy theorists about how there was like fluoride in the water, and
which is good.
It's good for our teeth.
And someone said that fluoride made you compliant. And I was like, I don't consider myself compliant. And then they said, do you pay taxes? And I was like, yeah, but that's not because I've been programmed. It's because I was financially irresponsible for a long time and saw the headache that it caused and have found that it's much easier just to pay my taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, taxes go to a lot of good things.
I mean,
if you want our society
to be fucking frank, there's a lot of stuff that I would rather. Actually, to be dead serious with you guys, I was thinking about calculating how much money our government spends on the military stuff and taking that out of my taxes this year, to be honest.
Yeah, I understand that as a point of view.
Yeah.
But I wonder is that the way to go about it? Or do you, through your very popular podcast, start a petition against the government about how much they pay on tax?
We're definitely not going to do that on this podcast.
Yeah, I can imagine. After listening to the Lady to Lady podcast, I have decided to change how much we're spending on the... Can you imagine was the one, like,
I think it's your prerogative.
That's Obama's last.
Yeah.
Paging Barack Obama.
I mean, Henry David Thoreau didn't pay taxes to protest the war. It's one way of... it's a form of protest.
But do you organize it so it becomes a protest rather than just not doing it? Like, you have to, I suppose, if it's a protest,
I guess you have to figure out what's the most effective thing.
Emma Thompson, the actress Emma Thompson, and her husband are refusing to pay tax at the moment. They're making a big thing about it in the UK until I can't remember what their end goal was, which shows you how effective my reading
is.
Is
it a Brexit
related
thing?
It wasn't Brexit related, but it was about the government and how they were taking away money from something. I'm not going to speak exactly what it was, but herself and her husband, the banking. So there were banks who weren't paying their taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were like, we're not going to pay our taxes then because those big banks are not paying their taxes. They're paying like 1% or whatever, then we're not going to pay ours. So it was like, you're right, it's a very valid form of protest, but it's making it public so that
you have to make it public.
A protest.
I don't know if you have to make it public, and I don't even know if I necessarily believe that everyone needs to pay. I don't think that in and of itself is a problem. The problem is you don't like him.
That is a nightmare to go
you
on a long.
You rounded that up like a pro. That was great.
The problem going on this long weekend and finding out on the way there that you don't like him, that must have been a nightmare.
Yeah, that sucks.
The whole, what did she do the rest of the time?
It was on the way back.
Oh, okay. I thought it said,
But fuck what your parents and friends and senators think. Like, you don't like this guy. Bye.
Yeah.
Don't like him. If you don't like him,
if your senator's telling you to go out with the guy and you don't like him,
drop him like lemonade, say boy, bye, and you're done.
Tell him boy, bye.
Yeah.
Oh, and listen to that song, because I'm like so in a great relationship right now, but when I listen to that song, I wish I could just be breaking up with someone.
Yeah. I thought that was 45. I've just realized it's boy, bye.
Tell him boy, bye.
45.
It was.
Put your fingers up. 45.
Tell him 45.
What do you guys think though about what he was saying about the teachers and stuff? Because I do agree that, you know, it's a very hormonal time of life, obviously guys shouldn't be.
A young teacher who got hit on by my students. And, you know, you learn pretty quickly how to dress and how to deal with them. So the, yeah. I think what yeah. annoys me is that she's the professional who has worked in this field and knows how to do her job.
Yeah, she
it's
knows.
Not, to me, it's the bigger mansplaining thing of like, I've never yes. worked in education and I know what you should
yeah.
do.
Yeah, so that's what's it. Annoying out of this situation. And I think the point that she's maybe bringing up in a feminist way mm-hmm. is that it was a version of mansplaining. The idea is mm-hmm. not nuts, and to suggest that like kind of like it doesn't happen is just maybe not facing a reality when you're dealing with young boys at a very hormonal time.
Yeah, yeah. But girls get crushes on their teachers too.
Exactly.
Get
oh crush- my god.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and it can be quite but pressurized. Guys, but to I feel have like girls coming up to young male right. teachers as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
oh, I always got crushes on my teachers.
I had crushes yeah. on a lot of teachers. Mm. Yeah, Larry.
You called him by his first name?
Because I started taking college classes when I was like younger, and so I had the screenwriting, my first screenwriting teacher at UCLA. I was fucking 16 and I was obsessed with this like overweight middle-aged man named Larry who rode on picket fences, and I just loved him.
Poor Larry. Did Larry dress in a way that provoked you?
Yeah.
You
no. Honestly, I'm just very attracted to men's minds.
Yeah,
I like have always.
He should have covered up his mind with some baggy clothes.
Well,
he
I think that, yeah. that's what it comes down to, though. Is there's a very big difference sometimes between what women are attracted to and what men are attracted yes. to. Yeah. So Larry didn't need to cover up his brain to fucking yeah. you know, yeah. shield him from your advances or whatever.
Put a shawl over it, Larry. Yeah. Pull that sleeve up.
Yeah, I mean, but also it's like at the end of the who cares? Yeah, they're probably I mean, I would go in to sub with no makeup on and a frumpy t-shirt and jeans and I would still get hit on all that. I mean, like
yeah, it doesn't matter. You so can do whatever you want.
Ultimately, of you're course. The adult there. You yeah. know how to do yeah, your yeah, job. Yeah, especially yeah. if you're working with teenagers, you learn very quickly how yeah. to do your job well, and it's yeah. not it's insulting to think that somebody who's never been in that situation is going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I think that's what it was. Yeah. But yeah. he was probably making a passing comment that turned into like a you don't know how to do your job properly. It seemed mm-hmm. like if we'd been getting along really well, we both agreed that we both love paying taxes, we both were talking about all the things that we loved, but then he said this, that would be weirder. But I think it was coming off,
and it does sound yeah. like I bet you because
the joke fell flat
even yeah. even or that yeah. or he was purposely like poking at her because all their yeah. conversations have been going badly. And I know that sometimes I do mm-hmm. that when, especially in like a relationship setting, when like things have been going bad and they're near the end, I'm like, I'm just gonna be a yeah. dick about everything. Here we go.
Blow it up.
It's that like scab picking.
Yeah, I was just like, ooh, yeah. let I mean, me just be an asshole.
My understanding of this, the whole problem, is based on the, which I feel at the moment we haven't talked about, is mm-hmm. the wonderful play that was enacted between Tess and Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
Like, yeah, Barbara thank you. Gave him a real depth, which I don't know if he had or not. And so that's what I'm basing this on, is your
that is true. He could have sounded like anything. You
that's
know?
True.
We don't know.
You gave him a sensitivity that I'm not sure he had.
Yeah.
You might
yeah.
have given him a little too much credit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
In your rendition.
Yeah, but, you know, dump the chump. I said.
Dump him. Dump him. Dump him. Dump him. Feel free to play that to your let's do a clean take for the family. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Dump him. Dump him. Dump him.
Dump him.
All right, you guys.
Yeah.
Aisha, where can people find you on the internet?
What?
Where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, where can people find me on the internet? Sorry, I didn't realize we were finishing. I'm having such a good time.
We were like, well, we solved that problem yeah. so quickly.
Yeah, she's yeah. got it.
I mean, we got into fiscal policy. Yeah. Forms of debate.
Yeah.
And so what would you guys do? I mean, that's a pretty big deal. The taxes thing is pretty, that's a deal breaker, right?
Oh, see, I yeah. don't know. Deal breaker
yeah.
for me.
Oh, not for Tess. There's no way that's a deal breaker for Tess. I can already tell you. Someone says that, she'll be like, yeah, man, that's right. Let's go fuck shit up.
I think it would be because I don't think, I feel like he just doesn't want to pay them. If there was a conscientious objector, if there was a reason yeah. why, I also think a portion makes more sense to me than none. Like if you're not paying any of your taxes, like kind of fuck off because you drive on roads. Yeah. We're a society.
Yeah, unless this guy can like float and doesn't need to use any.
Yeah, exactly.
If you found a floating man, I'd take everything back that I said and marry him.
Yo, doesn't want to get married or have kids.
A floating man who doesn't pay taxes? Well, hello.
Hello.
Or he has a dragon.
Yeah, that's possible. This guy has a dragon. Definitely break up with him because you will always be number two.
But so true. Well, you wouldn't have a car if you had a dragon probably, but I think I've said this before. Dragons would like... Can you imagine their shits like all over your cars?
Oh. Yeah.
Your neighbors would hate you because they'd have giant like
birds. You'd have to get a gazebo cover to put, you know, the way with dog poos, you put them into little bags. Yeah.
Right.
You have to get like some sort of gazebo cover or
poop into the gazebo.
Or a yurt, maybe.
But where are you going to get rid of that? I guess the dragon could transport it.
Yeah. I think dragons could maybe shit jelly beans or something, though. We don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yelling dragon shit. Well, there's a lot of YouTube videos. I'm not gonna watch.
Comes up. the search comes up. Dragons do not exist. What?
Wait for me, internet. I don't believe it.
Okay,
don't believe it.
Oh yes. So where?
Yeah. What's your Twitter and your
Twitter handle?
Internet
is
presence.
At WeMissB. Wait, no, that's wrong. WeMissBEA.
We the computer
system. Small miss for miss. Mm-hmm. B for my surname. And then today is the 21st of September when this podcast comes out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow, myself and my friend Lou Sanders, who's an hilarious comedian from the UK, are hosting a gig at the Virgil in, where is the Virgil?
In Hollywood.
So like a little bit east of Hollywood, east of West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'll be in a few little bits and bobs, which you can find on Twitter.
Nice.
I'll talk about
Go
them.
Check out that show. The Virgil's one of the best spots to see a show in LA.
Yeah,
it's
great.
It's run by an Irish man. It's an Irish bar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sure a picture of this happens there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then if you guys are listening to the show, go on iTunes now and leave us a review because we're giving out a t-shirt. And
we owe some people t-shirts.
Yeah, we're going to send them out in October. First week in October, we're picking our
favorite
review.
Are we doing them all at once? I didn't even.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing them all at once because we're recording ahead of time.
Because
I am not going to the post office twice.
Right.
Because we're not sponsored by stamps.com yet.
That's so true.
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com. Go fuck yourself until you give us money.
Go stamp yourself.
Hey.
And then we can have like a MailChimp version, like the serial going, Stampus? Stampus.com?
Mailchimp?
But yeah, go to iTunes, leave us a review. We're picking our favorite ones for every week in September, and you get a t-shirt, some pins, a koozie, a whole bunch of fun stuff. Yeah, so go to iTunes right now and review Lady to Lady.
And go buy your tickets for the Chicago Podcast Festival.
Five stars, please.
Five stars. Mm-hmm, yeah, leave a good review. If you leave a shitty one,
we probably won't choose it.
Yeah. Don't leave a dragon poo review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Or do if it's five stars.
Yeah, it works for us. And follow us all on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, follow us on Twitter. Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.